Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're continuing with the subject called the Bible Principle of Speak to Your Mountain. And the topic today is the counterattack, which follows on from the last part. This is part 5 from the 8-part series. This topic today is a very important topic. It affects every believer in their victory or their defeat. It's called the counterattack. This is where most Christians will lose the battles and be robbed of their victories. In many cases, you will see, for example, Army A fights Army B and gets the victory over Army B. And because of that, the Army A feels secure, relaxes, and believes that Army B is totally defeated, only later to find out that Army B was not totally defeated, but has remounted a counterattack and defeats Army A. This is also the principle that Satan uses towards the born-again believer, and Jesus warns about that principle to us in Matthew chapter 11, verses 43 to 45. Reading from verse 43, "When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walks through dry places, seeking rest and finds none. Then he said, I will return to my house from whence I came, and when I come in, he finds it empty, swept clean, and garnished. Then he goes in and takes with him 7 more spirits, more wicked than himself. And when they enter it and dwell there, and the last state of the man is worse than the first day, even so shall it be unto this wicked generation." This scripture warns us to be on guard and not to let our guard down just because we've cast the devil or someone out of somebody. God is saying to you, be careful. When the devil can't find any other place to go to, he'll come back to the person he left. The counterattack is letting your guard down and thinking the enemy is totally defeated and he will not come back. That's not the case. We are to defeat the enemy with God's word and the anointing in us as born-again believers, but then we are to stand guard over that situation and make sure the devil does not come back into our house with 7 other spirits worse than himself. Let me just go now to a simple physical example, a healing example. A person is sick and has cancer and is told by the doctor that they will die, so they go to the Bible, God's word, his promises, and finds the scripture for healing, believes it, confesses it, fights the good fight of faith, and receives the healing through faith. After a while, the cancer goes completely from the person and the person is healed. After a while longer, the symptoms come back to the person in their body and they start to think and confess and doubt God healed them in the first place. The cancer returns to their body because the person has opened up the door to their health and then lose their healing, and this is called the counterattack. The person was healed the first time by God through his word in the name of Jesus. The person became secure and relaxed in their position of faith and holding on to their healing. Satan made the person to feel the symptoms and then make them believe that they were not healed the first time through thoughts in their mind. And then they start to confess. And what you confess, you will eventually get when you believe it enough. To receive healing a second time is more difficult than the first time because the person thinks that God did not heal them the first time, so why would God heal them the second time? And then comes the defeat. This can happen to any area of a person's life, not only healing. In these scriptures, in the story of David fighting Goliath, he reminds Saul that the lion he hit went down, but he also reminded Saul that he got back up again, which means David thought the lion was defeated, but the lion got back up again and mounted a counterattack against David, and David grabbed the lion under the chin and the flesh and hit him with his fist and killed him. The counterattack is always a possibility to believers. When you get a victory somewhere, it doesn't mean automatically that you keep that victory. It means you've got the victory, but you have to maybe fight for that again or block Satan in the future. Your healing, when it comes to you, doesn't mean you automatically keep it. It means you are healed in Jesus' name, but you can lose it if you say the wrong things and believe the wrong things. It is important to stay in the Word of God and to keep your faith strong and active. David understood the counterattack and knew how important it was. And in David's mind, he was thinking, when I fight Goliath and I knock him down, I will not let him get back up again. God does not want you to fight a battle in faith and then lose it because of doubt and unbelief at a later date. Don't let your mountain get back up again and speak to you. You keep on speaking to it until it goes down, and then you defeat it and you keep it down in Jesus' name. Thank you for being with me today. We're going to the next topic, which is called David Sent into Battle, and that's part 6 of a 8-part series. Thank you and God bless.